What you're about to hear is an attempt at a podcast. It took place on the night of June 27th, 2014, in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at the fabled Porkfest, that is, Porcupine Freedom and Liberty Festival. The participants of this abomination were mainly freedom fiends and some other cool cats that we met while walking around. And yes, most of us are drunk. It was quite an entertaining time, until we had to cut it short. But you'll hear that soon enough. I will give you fair warning that this recording contains profanity and some lewd subject matter. If you're not easily offended, I urge you to continue and listen, and perhaps laugh or cry, as it were. So without further delay, here is the Porkfest podcast abomination.
Okay. Talk like you guys are talking.
Warning. This is not the radio show. This is a drunken co-host sitting around a camp table at Porkfest while somebody passes gas.
Oh, no!
Keep going. I need more.
Say it isn't so, Lou. Oh, my God. What's going on?
Okay. Somebody's passing gas.
All right.
Yeah, they're probably sleeping in the...
Warning. This is not the regular Freedom Friends radio show. This is the co-host drunken sitting around a card table at Porkfest at sometime in the morning.
It is 1:08 in the morning.
If you are easily offended, do not listen to this broadcast. Instead, listen for the regular radio show that occurs when it happens.
Right. So, fair warning, anyone using the red bald mic, you gotta talk really loud because the levels are really low. So, it is Porkfest, and technically it's Friday, June 27th, because it's 1 in the morning. Say, worms!
Worms!
So, Michael Dean was
detained at a FEMA camp at his hotel.
I thought you said he was a puss-puss, man.
Well, that too.
All right. So he's resting up. You know, he's coached all us, radio
junior
hosts,
worms,
whatever.
Sort of.
Yeah, right.
Senior worm wranglers.
Right on. So, there you go. So we're going to do a podcast. So what are we talking about tonight, gang?
Porkfest.
We're talking about Porkfest. This is my first go round here.
Mine too. It's been lovely.
All right. So let's introduce ourselves. Obviously, who the fuck am I?
Does anybody remember who Chandler is?
Just go with your Dr. Mindbender.
That's the one. And to my left we have...
I am the French dog poodle.
Pablo!
French dog poodle. I thought it was French bulldog.
Have you ever seen a French dog poodle?
This is the laughing kitty, obviously. Diana.
My name is Randy Chavez.
And this is Lusander Fien. I am broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless campground deep in the heart of enemy-occupied territory in the rural mountain east.
Hey, there is no windows here, huh?
I'm at Porkfest in New Hampshire. And to my left, we have...
Seamus.
Nikki.
Ed.
Ed and Ed.
Right on.
Two Eds are better than one.
That's right.
Yeah, instead of Ed and Ethan, we have Ed and Ed. And off to our side, over at the picnic table, we have Joe and Nicole.
Say hello.
Hi, this is Nicole. Here's Joe.
Hello.
Stupid bicep is jumping off.
Nope. Do they want to stay here?
Why do we?
No.
For meowing out loud. What sort of silliness is going on? By the way, this is a uncensored version. So once again, if you're easily offended,
fuck you.
Now that was not very nice.
Hey, this is not radio friendly, brother. This is not typical Freedom Fiends.
Well, yeah, we know that, but anyway.
None of this is nice.
What was this?
This is the Freedom Fiend.
There we go.
Freedom Fiends.
All right, so.
Yeah.
So
we're the drunken fiends.
Not yet, we aren't. Where the fuck is my beer.
Well, there's a big bottle of whiskey in the middle of the table.
Yeah, see, we're styling. Lou's got the psychedelic red headgear going on, and
Swag.
We got a little, I don't know, man, burning lamp in the middle and the MacBook going. So, all right, so what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Well, let's find out about our guests here, our studio audience. I'm going to start off with Randy here. Randy, how many times have you been to Porkfest?
This is my first year.
So, we're back after fucked up drunk death cult
I blame the NSA.
Yeah.
There you go, brother.
There we go. Right.
After the central scrutinizer has launched a DDoS attack on our microphones, we are back. And before we...
They can't stop us.
Before we disappeared, I was speaking with Randy. And Randy, how many pork fests have you been to?
This is my first one, popping my cherry.
And how's it been for you so far?
It's been pretty good.
What sort of stuff have you done here that you can speak of?
Oh, that I can speak of.
Broadcasted worldwide.
All right. No, there's been a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of smoking weed, a lot of drinking, a lot of...
Like right now.
Karaoke, dancing.
Karaoke?
I bought underwear for the first time in like 6 months.
Excellent. I don't know what you're talking about with that smoking weed, because we are all law-abiding, upstanding citizens here, and we are not hooligans, scofflaws, or, you know, bad people that don't like kittens.
I love kittens.
And to my left, we have Joe. Joe, you're an old-time veteran here. Tell us about it.
This is our second one. The first one was pretty awesome. This one I got to smoke some Hank, which is heroin and crank. But I'm going to only take a little bit more because I got to learn how to build a container guardian in the morning.
I didn't hear what he said.
Pay attention, Laughing Kitty. Okay, he did not do that because he's not a hooligan in scofflaw. Nicole, what have you been doing here besides taking pictures of everything?
Oh, I've been blinded by a red light. Oh, God, off your head. Ugh. It was super hot Monday. I took my shirt off and I got in trouble for it.
That was you.
That was me. Oh, thank you. I went on Derek J's show for 2 hours to talk about it. It was pretty neat. We changed one guy's mind. There was one guy who came up and said, you know what, my friend that I came with had opposing views, but then he watched the show, and after hearing all the points, he said, you know what, I changed my mind. I agree. Thank you.
The only one who brought out the authority.
Thank you.
Fast, that was you. Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
I haven't taken my shirt off yet. So.
I was told, you can take your shirt off after 10 p.m., and I said, well, after 10 p.m., I'm probably going to throw about 3 more layers on. It gets pretty cold.
Yeah. Well, this is New Hampshire.
It is after 10 p.m., mind you.
Just right. Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Now, were you completely free boobing, or were you wearing a bra, bikini top, anything like that?
Free boobing.
Woo! Free boobing! I love it!
Can we all take our shirts off?
Free the tatas.
Let's do the Freedom Fiend shirtless fucking hour.
Okay, this thing's going topless, it appears.
My bra's not pretty.
My man boobs aren't.
We're not expecting you to wear it.
I bet your boobs are.
Actually, yeah, well.
Ooh, it sounds like a random encounter is about to happen here.
What did I just start?
No comment.
Let's open that bottle of booze.
What do we got here?
Let's open that bottle of boobs.
Boobs! Yeah. Boobs and booze.
Ed, tell us about your time at Porkfest. Is this your first one?
No, this is not my first Porkfest. This is actually my third Porkfest. Yes, thank you. And unlike the first one, this one is much drier. Thank you. Than the flooding we had.
2011.
Drying? Holy fuck.
Drier.
Dude.
Dude, this is nothing. What's happened?
I'm telling you, man. I came here last year on a Thursday, and it was decent weather. And we got
Saturday
here this year
night.
Tuesday afternoon, and it's been fucking raining for like 3 days.
Well, 3 years ago, we had rain for about 2 days straight, and we were all in our friend's compound, all barefoot, because the water had come up to our ankles. Okay? So it doesn't rain up here. It's like flood of fucking Noah. Okay. I'm glad you didn't have to experience that fucking shit, because it really sucks ass.
Well, I don't mean, I, you know, I got a leaky tent. I fucking slept in the fucking water log, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well,
what am I drinking?
That's Johnny Walker.
Johnny. Oh, my buddy that I do the podcast with. CJ,
that's normal for up here.
They love Johnny Walker. So, when you hear this shit, CJ, this is for you, brother.
Can we get back on topic? I'm sorry, I've been around Michael Dean too long. I'm trying to have an organized podcast here.
Hey, we are not centrally planning this.
But
let's go wake up Ben. Ben's in the Ben's from bad. The bad Quaker is about, let's say 150 feet from us. So if I think we yell really loud, we'd probably wake him up. But I don't know if he'd be happy with that.
I might add that Ben is heavily armed.
Hey man. You know, I got three guns in my tent, so I'm heavily armed too.
He has three tents in one pocket. Or three guns in one pocket.
Dude, Ben has the fucking palace, man. That shit is the bomb.
Yes, the Bad Quaker right. Mobile is pretty darn awesome.
All right, so we've gone halfway around the table. Who's next?
You'll need to talk to your Ed over there on that side. And then we have to get Erica in there.
Oh, I don't know. There's only 30 jokes. So yeah. This is Ed, the other Ed.
Yeah.
You don't get me?
There we go.
Okay. This is Ed. This is my third Pork Fest. And I'm kind of enjoying it. A little disappointed that Kai didn't come with Ben and Cindy, though. Because Kai's a fun person to hang out with. You guys should listen to her. She's still doing stuff with Ben?
Yeah.
Every once in a rare while.
Thank you. Woo!
Need that apricot chaser.
I do.
So, Derek J has a video of Garrett Fox and I doing karaoke tonight, so we can bring G Fox into this.
Yeah, I wonder if my fucking video that Alice Cooper posted.
Oh, I took a lot of pictures of that, actually.
Alright, so, fuck me, we know who I am. And did we get you in?
I'm the mad French dog.
I'm the French dog poodle. You said I'm the French dog poodle.
Monsieur Christian. The French poodle dog.
This is my first freaking Pork Fest. And you know what? I've missed this all my life. So those of you listening out there.
Right on.
Woo! You get your butt here next year because this is the best. You are not a fiend if you have the means and the ability to come to Pork Fest and you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody that if you're not here, you're really missing a lot of stars.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I'm like looking at it and there's like stars
I
everywhere.
Took an awesome picture of the Dipper.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Clearest I've seen.
And up next, we have Erica. And let me give a little introduction. Erica is one of my Facebook friends. And I... And I have finally met her in person. I have finally met her in person, and she admits to this. She hates it, but her cats are a little bit more famous than she is.
I lost my e-cig.
I love actually going to like events and people are like, oh my god, I'm such a big fan of Butters and Moscato. You can't forget Emma. And like I got a doctor a year ago, but they're like, oh my god, I'm such a fan of Butters and Moscato. You gotta tell
them. It happened a lot today.
I'm like, it's okay. I'll tell them that you lost.
Hey man, anyone see a fucking e-cig around here somewhere? Big silver tank.
But everyone appears to be Pork Fest virgins to me because this is actually my fifth Pork Fest.
So you're an experienced pro at this. Okay, so what is the secret to Pork Festing?
Drinking.
Honestly, I come up here to socialize. I went to a couple panels last year and some of them were good, but honestly the ones that they schedule kind of suck.
Except for the abortion panel, man.
Well, the radio sound quality and how to get on a radio panel this afternoon was very good. I was on there with you, Chandler, Dr. Mindbender, Mark Edge from Free Talk Live, and Ben Stone of BadQuaker.com.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
And I was like the amateur on there because I've only been doing this for a couple months.
No, man. No, we were good, man. But we were sober, so we had a little more information.
Does anybody have like a regular cigarette that's not a menthol?
Sorry, I may have one.
Now, if anybody has a ment or if anybody needs a menthol, I have Marlboros and breath mints.
I have one cigarette left.
And I am selling Seneca Menthol 100 for $5 a pack.
I don't know where my e-cigarette went. Fuck, pretty soon.
So, Erica, yeah. What are Butters, Moscato, and Emma doing while you were up here? Or did you bring them with you?
I did not bring them with me. They don't travel very well. For a couple of days, I was actually told that Butters was crying for me and he wasn't eating anything. I was a little upset by that, but then I recently heard that he's doing much better, and they miss me a lot, and I obviously miss them.
And these are your cats?
They are.
I know, I have two two cats. I don't give a shit about the kitten, because that's my kid's cat. But my big boy is all alone at home, and I'm sure he's fucking jonesing, because he loves to cuddle in bed with me, so he's probably like, where the fuck are you, you bastard?
Not loving the kitten. There's a special place in hell for people like
no,
you.
No, man, I like... alright, let me clarify. I like the kitten. She's very cute. But, man, I've had my baby boy, he's 10 years old, man. I love that cat. The kitten's cool. Don't get me wrong.
You'll fall in love at some point.
The kitten's my daughter's cat. So you know she specifically told me, because like when we bring animals into my house, the animals all tend to love me, because I'm a fucking pet person, man. I love animals.
You're the feeder.
Yeah. And she said, Dad. Better not fucking co-op my cat, because this is my cat. And I'm like, alright, so I gotta be mean to this kitten, you know, whatever. And I'll tell you, this kitten's really cute. But whatever, I still miss my baby boy. I got a dog too, but I gotta tell you, fuck the dogs, man. I'm telling you, the older I get, the more, you know, I've always been a dog I've always had cats and dogs, but I've kind of been a dog person. And, you know, I'm pretty much of the opinion once this dog's gone, there will be no more, man. Cats are just so much cooler, man. Cats are anarchists.
Pretty chill. They are.
Yeah.
Dogs are slaves, man. Fuck that. Cats are anarchists, and I'm all down with cats.
The black cat has long been a symbol of anarchy. That's right.
Dogs have masters. Cats have staff.
That's right. You know, when Michael and I are doing the show, that fucking cat comes and crawls on my lap and just like seeks attention. Yep. Try to get him purring in the fucking microphone.
Yeah. One
episode I got the cat purring in the microphone.
Maybe he's trying to communicate with Charlie Peanut and Fuzzy.
Yeah, I think he is. He's like, fuck you guys. We don't care what you and Michael are saying. We want to talk to the other cats.
Yeah, you guys stop talking. You're interfering with our cat socializing.
Right on.
Now, did you guys see the guy walking around with the cat on the leash?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this fellow has a cat on a harness type leash, and the cat was also riding around on his shoulders. And if he extended his arm, the cat would walk down his arm and then, you know, go back up.
Now this is the spotted cat on the leash,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
The one we saw last night.
Yeah, it was cradling him and rocking him at one point. It was so cute.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't see him walking on the arms, man.
Yeah.
Fucking lost it.
Kind of like a tiger stripe, so to speak. Maybe a little bit more spotted.
A bangle, but like not skinny enough to be a bangle.
Yeah, Randy says he was a tabby, and it was really neat to see that. And I went and talked to the guy, and he says that the cat is a, no pun intended, scaredy cat. So he doesn't like being on the ground because of the dogs and people and all that other stuff. So he'll go up on his owner, or he'll go up on his slave's shoulders and...
Well, I'll tell you, man, if that's a scaredy cat, man, kudos to him, because he was down in the big picnic tent last night, and he was just kind of chilling and walking around and stuff. He was really cool looking. Yeah. I snapped a couple pictures and put them on Facebook, man. That cat rocked the house.
Oh, yeah, very friendly cat, beautiful creature, and, yeah, just cool cat, but... Oh, yeah, definitely a big cat. He probably will have eaten my friend's dog. Quit spilling stuff.
Yeah, that cat was sawed down in the 110 down in the field with the lights on. And the cat's eyes were darting all around watching the moss, like the kid's dropping mushrooms over by the fire.
Well,
There are no mushrooms here. There are no hooligans, scofflaws, or criminals here.
Well, that's because we just haven't got to it yet, man.
What about cut-ups?
Where's Molly?
Mushrooms.
Yes, where's
Molly?
Wait, no.
Gummy shrooms.
That's what
yes.
we're talking about.
Yes. This extra episode of the Freedom Fiends is brought to you by Gummy Shrooms. And hippies did it. A little explanation on the hippies did it. According to Michael, I did not give the full story. I have these hippies. Everybody should have a couple.
Yes, they're like Mexicans.
Yeah, and what's really nice is my hippies, they'll show up with additional hippies that they find, so I don't have to get extra hippies on my own. They just grab them up and, hey, look what we found. More hippies. But these are good hippies. They're clean ANCAP hippies, or they don't like labels, but theoretically, I guess you could call them ANCAPs because they're not filthy ANCOMs or anarcho-syndicalists.
They have yellow and black flags on their hippie guards.
Yes, they do. But anyway, they're very artsy, and they went and got this putting green looking stuff. It's a camping carpet for putting outside of a trailer. And my campsite is a big giant mud pit because, well, it's been raining.
Weather.
Yeah, it's been raining quite a bit. Like yesterday, it was like, grab two of each animal and come with me. And the ground's just been wet and muddy since I got here. I was trying to drive my truck out of my campsite, and I kind of dug a big giant hole that went down like a foot or so deep. And my hippies.
You were muddy.
Yeah, I was mudding in my campsite.
Mudding.
Driving in the mud.
What is mudding? Seriously, I don't know.
You're from North Carolina. You should know these things.
What do you mean, like four wheels?
Pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Are you fucking okay. Take a truck or a car or whatever has four wheels and you go through the mud and you get stuck in the fucking swamp pit?
Diana, you have a southern accent. You should not be asking this question.
Sorry. I think you call it something different up north.
But anyway,
it's called mudding.
The bottom line is, my hippies came over and they found this. They found this lawn carpet looking thing, putting green looking thing. It's for putting outside of a camper. And they took their spray paint and they wrote "Assault Kitchen" on there. There's no such thing as extra bacon. And they left it. They left it over my mud hole.
So I still got to get over to your campsite early in the morning to try some of that yummy fucking bacon, man.
You guys hear the people in the tents yelling to keep it down up here? You hear that?
No.
It's two or three tents. They're yelling, please keep it down.
All right, so.
All righty.
There's a couple voices here especially.
We got to use sexy, creamy radio audio for this now.
Well, anyway. The explanation that Michael says I did not give, and I'm pretty sure I did, but just in case, they left a note on a paper towel that said, "Hippies did it." So when you hear "hippies did it," that's what it means.
Because hippies are awesome.
And they create all sorts of artwork. They put spray paint on the logs for the firewood. And, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm fucking drunk.
Hey,
whatever.
This is Diana.
What's your
Laughing Kitty?
She's yeah. Now the smoking kitty.
Yeah.
The smoking. Oh.
Whoa.
Shh.
Anyway.
That's because we lost the vape machine.
We got told to be quiet. So if you can't hear this very well, that's why.
you know what? Even if you can't hear the sexy, creamy radio audio voice, I will normalize it in the podcast, so we'll be all set.
The Freedom Fiends, getting noise complaints at Porkfest.
Yeah, what the fuck is that, man?
Since 2014.
It's only 1:30 in the morning, so, I get people want to sleep. I get it. You know, I was a Sally and fucking crashed out early last night, but it's Porkfest, man. We're doing live radio, well, live podcasting, whatever you want to call it. And, yeah. So, who wants to talk? Who else we got here?
What are we talking about?
Porkfest.
I don't like to talk quiet, though. I have a hard time with that.
Well, we're not going to talk quiet. We'll just hold the mic up and go, wrong. Meow!
Now, Chandler and I are both making up for falling asleep last night because we were both puss-pusses.
Yeah, we fucking were, man. Well, you know, t- to be honest, in my defense, I haven't smoked pot in 20 years, and I smoked pot last night, and it was like...
That was a bad influence.
Yeah, it was like Pink Floyd and bedtime for me.
Now, in my defense, I was... I went back to my tent to take a little nap, and the rain, the pitter-patter of the rain was coming down, the rain fly, and it hypnotized me, and there was a DDoS attack on my alarm clock again. The central scrutinizer got me. So this is like one episode I've been late for and one episode that I've completely missed.
I remember the episode you were late for, man. That was right on.
Yeah, we did that 70s show as far as the commercials go.
No, you know, it's funny when we get on and do... Freedom Fiends After Dark. But the folks like, are you awake? You don't sound like you're awake. I'm awake, man. I'm just... It's fucking 1:30 in the morning, man. What do you expect?
Yeah, 1:30, quiet time.
Said 1:30 in the morning, quiet time. See, this is why I wanted to do this in the media room.
Well,
this
would have been
a lot easier. You're causing a move?
We can do that. Alright, so,
we'll be back right after these messages.
From the market.
More.
We'll stick in some ads in a minute.
More Freedom Fiends after we walk down the hill.
So, as you heard, we got interrupted because we were being too noisy. We weren't being considerate of our neighbors at 1:30 in the morning. We adjourned to the media room and attempted to restart the podcast. However, my laptop Bill Gates'd on me, and I couldn't get it set back up. So we decided to call it a night. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you be the judge. Thanks for listening.